The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.'" The Lord said, "Pay attention to what a dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So in case some of you may be wondering, this is not Father Peter, this is Father Victor. So today we celebrate the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the readings today, very beautiful, very powerful, talk about prayer, perseverance in prayer, persistence in prayer. And when you look at the gospel reading, Jesus gave this parable for this reason. He says that Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. That was why Jesus gave this parable, to encourage his disciples, to encourage his followers to always pray and never give up, to always pray and never become weary, to always pray and never become tired. And he used a widow as an example. And this is interesting because when you read the Bible, the Old Testament, for instance, widows are presented as people who are vulnerable. In fact, they are one of the four categories of persons that if you mess with them, if you hurt them, if you do anything negative to them, God is going to come for you. It's a given. You don't want to mess with this category of persons. And there are the widows. That's the first set of people. You don't want to mess with a widow in the Old Testament. The orphan, the poor, and the foreigner. So don't mess with me, you know. So these are the four categories of persons you don't want to joke with. If you mess with them, God is going to come for you. So the widows are those people who, of course, were vulnerable. They needed God's protection. But in Jesus' own parable, Jesus presented the widow as a paradigm of persistence in prayer, as an example of how we should be aggressive in prayer. He presented the widow as the widow taking action, presented the widow as a hero in his parable. She had to go to the judge, this dishonest judge, this corrupt judge. "Give me justice. If you don't give me justice, I will not leave you alone." And it got to a point where the corrupt judge had to say, "Yes, I don't respect God, I don't respect man and woman, but if I allow this woman to keep coming at me, one day she's going to strike me." And that is exactly what the Bible says. Some versions will say, "Well, it'll make me get tired or make me become weary." But what the original Greek says is, she's going to give me a blow, a black eye, so to say. That's the literal meaning of this constant coming down to the judge. And Jesus is saying, you have to be like this widow in your prayers. Of course, Jesus is not saying we should go about boxing others. No. What he's saying is that we have to persevere in prayer. And if you look at our world today, how easy it is for us many times to say, well, you know, I have prayed, and God is not listening. Or God has not answered my prayers. Or I have prayed. God has turned a deaf ear to me. Well, this parable is for you. Jesus is saying, you have to pray and not get tired. It is not a prayer whereby I just like come in a day, like, you know, God, I just came to say thank you. Or God, you know, this intention. No. Prayer in this context is a relationship. I have to have a relationship with God. It's just like as I am here standing talking, we are here seated, we are breathing. I cannot come and say, well, I breathe once in a while. If I do that, of course, I'll not be here today. We breathe in and out, even without knowing, even without being conscious of it. And that is how prayer should be for us, an activity that has become part of us. And if you look at our world, if you look at the history of the saints, you will come to see that 99.9999% of the saints prayed persistently. I'll just give one example, and I'm sure we know this saint very well. Saint Monica. She prayed for the conversion of her husband. Her husband was a pagan at the time, and she also prayed for the conversion of Augustine, who was recalcitrant, who was wayward, who, you know, was doing his thing. She had to pray. Not one day, not one year, not even 5 years. Not even 10 years. Not even 15 years. She prayed for over 17 years. Some persons would say over 20 years. She prayed and cried to God and said, God, my husband will not die a sinner. My son will not die a sinner. You have to touch their hearts. You have to bring them back to their faith. And she will pray and cry to God, and pray and cry to God. And God answered her prayers. After so many years, the husband died a Catholic. He was baptized before he died. Augustine came back to the faith. He became a strong defender of the Catholic faith. He became a priest. He became a bishop. And to cap it all, he became a saint. Why? Because his mother persevered in prayer. Talk about the power of a mother. So Jesus is saying, if this judge, as unjust and corrupt as he is, can grant this woman justice, can answer her, how much more God, who is a God of justice, who is a God of love, who is a God of compassion, will answer your prayers. So the problem is, according to Christ, is will he even find faith when he comes? So is there a particular intention you've been praying for and you've been thinking, have you been believing in your heart that God is not going to answer? Well, you have to persevere. When we pray, God gives us one of three answers. Wait. Which means you have to keep praying. Or he says no. And when God says no, it means even if we pray from now to eternity, it will still be no. Because God knows that that thing is not going to be beneficial to us and for us. It's just like when you have a baby who is playing with a knife, right? And you know very well that that knife is going to injure that baby. And you collect the knife from the baby. And the baby starts to cry. Will you give that knife back to the baby? No. The baby can cry for whenever you're not going to give that knife back to the baby, because you know that that knife will cause injury to that baby. And that is what God does with us. Or God could say yes, which means that he is going to answer our prayers. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is encouraging us. God loves you. God loves us. And he's going to give us anything we ask for that is according to his will. And that is why whenever we go to him in prayer, go with faith, go with confidence, go with trust. Psalm 125:1 says, those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. So do not lose faith. If you have an intention you've been praying for many years, do not lose faith. Discern if it is God's will. And once you know what God's will is for you, then be rest assured. When the time comes, God will answer. God never delays. As they say, God's time is the best. So, do not get tired. Do not lose faith. God is with you. It is my prayer that at this Mass, God will give us the grace of final perseverance. May God bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.